time for our Tribe Talk with Bobby D, brought to you by Bob DiBiasio, by the way, with the Cleveland Indians. Brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience and Elko, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing okay. What a difference a week makes. Last week when we were chatting, we were sitting pretty. We had just won three in a row, 5 of 6, tied with the White Sox for the AL Central lead, and in the second spot in the postseason. And when we rip off 6 losses in a row, and unfortunately we're tied with the Yankees for the final 2 spots in the postseason. So obviously a very rough week for the Tribe.
Yeah, nothing's really working well for us. Who's going to be the first to turn it around to provide the spark that we need?
Well, whenever you go through a difficult stretch, you always look to your pitching staff, the guy that's at the center of the diamond to really shut down the other team to get you an opportunity to win. And Carlos Carrasco, Aaron Civale, will pitch in Chicago against the Cubs at Wrigley Field starting tomorrow night. We only have 13 games left on the 60-game schedule for 2020. But, most of the time when you're struggling like we are, you're hoping a pitcher goes out there and not necessarily has to throw a shutout, but you limit the other team to just a couple so you get a chance to win.
Well, at least we don't have to face that Mills guy from the Cubs pitching the no-hitter, so he's out of that. We're going to get in and get out before he gets back on the rotation, right, I think?
Exactly. Well, he has a chance to do what Johnny Vandermeer did, pitch back-to-back no-hitters. I think that's one of the records in baseball that will never be broken, obviously. That means you have to throw 3 no-hitters in a row. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, probably not. But, hey, it's 2020, Bob. Anything can happen as we're doing
that's
here.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
As well. But we got then the Tigers. Tigers for 4, I think. This schedule is like 2 here, 4 there, just because they try to compress it and keep people in cities and just being playing this. And I guess maybe the fact that you're playing a lot of your same teams, maybe everybody's kind of getting used to each other quicker than they normally would during a season.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it, that in a shortened period of time, you're certainly playing each other a lot. But, yes, after Wrigley Field, we go to Detroit to finish off this 3-city road trip we're on, 4 in Motown against the Tigers, and we come home to 4 against the first-place White Sox, and then finish off with 3 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So we do have a cushion. The Yankees and us have a cushion, between us and the teams trying to get into one of the 8 postseason spots. But, man, a week ago today, we were riding high, winning 3 in a row and 5 of 6. And then we just struggled for the last week.
Bob, regarding the playoffs, I've seen some stories about possibly a bubble situation like in the NBA. What have you heard?
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. That the first round, the best 2 out of 3, would be played in the home ballpark of the team with the better record. So let's say we finish in 7th, so we probably would play the number 2 seed, and we would play at their place. Right now, I think that's the Oakland or Tampa, and we would play at their place for 2 out of 3. All the games would be played. It would be no travel days or anything for that first round. And then from there on in, there's been discussion about whether the American League goes to California, National League to Texas, and or vice versa. And I just think, yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense to utilize the facilities and those warmer climates, retractable dome places, so there's the weather doesn't get involved, and they can certainly put the protocols in place to make sure that we can pull this thing off. We're 13 games away from truly pulling it off, which is pretty remarkable and truly a testament to the dedication to discipline that absolutely is needed during this crazy 2020 baseball season.
One of the few off days for the Tribe, and I guess they just got to regroup. Hopefully this off day they can reset and get back again to Chicago and then Detroit before. Bob, is this like 2 weeks from now we'll be talking about the end of our regular season? I'm just having a hard time coming to grips with all of this right now.
Yeah, we just got started, and here we are coming up to the finish line. But let's hope these boys continue to do what we can do, and that's pitch the ball strong. Seems like our guys are starting, especially the top of the order, are starting to hit a little bit. Maybe this is the off day today is going to be good for us and regroup and get a good last 2 weeks of the baseball season so we can have some fun in October.
Right. But the way we end with the Pirates, that's just kind of an odd ending for a season. Yeah. I don't know what that's right.
Well, that's fitting for this year. Right?
Exactly. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next Monday. Thank you.
All right, boys. Take care. Go Tribe.
Time Talk with Bobby D, brought to you by your North Regional Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company.